The Northfield Public Library, the director of library services, Natalie Draper, is in. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
That long commute over from the library, we much appreciate it. You've got, we're into a new month already.
I can't believe it's September.
Turn another page on the calendar, and boom, September. You walk right into it. So September is upon us. Tell us about what you have going on this month.
September is a really big month for us. We have got a really great slate of programming planned, of course, for Hispanic Heritage Month, which starts September 15th and runs through October 15th. First, I wanted to share a little bit about a poetry workshop that we have coming up. This is just, it's very cool to me personally, but I hope other people will think it's really cool too. But on Tuesday, September 6th at 6 p.m., J. Bailey Hutchinson, who is the author of Gut, a collection of poems, she will be coming in to do a poetry workshop about what deserves to live in a poem. And we'll be reading, writing, and discussing poetry that confronts the notion that some things simply aren't poetic enough to write about. So, like, ugly things in poetry. I love this idea. I think, like, just really expressing yourself in poetry and all the warts and all. So,
what is worthy of poetry? What was the...
What deserves to live in a poem is what
she deserves to live in a poem.
A delicate rose, a lost love, a sunset dipping behind a hill, or can we look elsewhere to our gnarled and frightening experiences, to the ugly things? I think we can. I think that that's really excellent. So, sign up online at our website. And that's Tuesday, September 6th at 6. So it's coming right up.
Yeah, that's...
Should be great.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Right
after
the holiday.
Labor Day, yeah.
So when you're done with your Labor Day festivities, come in and do this excellent poetry workshop.
Do you sign up for that in advance?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
Our website. Just go to mynpl.org and mm-hmm. you should see it right on the main page. It has a really, really excellent cover, I will say. If you feel like judging a book by its cover, this one is truly excellent.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yes. Take a look. And then, of course, as I mentioned, Hispanic Heritage, our big festival, is less than 2 weeks away, or just about 2 weeks away. The month starts on the 15th. Our festival is on the 17th. We always do it the first Saturday after the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
So from 11 to 6 in Central Park, plan to come and spend the whole day because we have it packed with performances, music, food, lots of food. Just a wonderful community event celebrating the contributions of our
And I think we're going to have either you or maybe some of the other librarians, people working for the library, back in before that to talk about it.
Lori and Angelica will go into lots of detail on the day and what people can expect from that.
But it is something you should put on the calendar.
Absolutely.
It's at Central Park on Saturday the 17th.
Yes.
You got that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll find out more about that next week, I think, or the week after, leading up to that.
Yeah, I think on the 14th I'll be back. Don't let the party stop with DJJD is all. You know? It just keeps going here.
Yeah, and we have one day that's set aside for Spanish Heritage for the party, mm-hmm. but it really goes on all month.
We do.
So you have other services for Latino, Hispanic people, and Spanish-speaking people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a couple more programs coming up, too, for the community as part of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Okay.
We have, this is really fun, coming up on the 23rd, that's a Friday night, in Way Park. We've partnered with Friends of Way Park, and this was sponsored by Chic Orthodontics, to do a movie in the park. So we're going to be screening Encanto, which is a Disney Pixar film about Colombian village. So mm-hmm. that should be really, really fun. When I first got here, it was still very much pandemic, obviously sort of never goes away, but we were looking at doing outdoor programming mostly when I first started. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do outdoor summer movies? And people kind of alerted me to the fact that it gets dark rather late here in the summer and that's actually a little bit harder to pull off with children's program. So because it's like 10 o'clock before it's really dark enough to see the movie outside, I thought, that's interesting. But in the fall it is actually, so as long as it's still warm enough, and kind of that mid-September is usually pretty perfect.
Yeah.
So September 23rd we'll
get it going by
that.
8, maybe even before 8.
Yeah, we're going to try it at 7.
Okay.
And see how that works. So 7 o'clock in Way Park. And that's just that's a fun opportunity to partner with the Friends of Way Park to bring a program to the community.
All right.
There. So everybody join us. And there is, so we'll be hosting a photography exhibit throughout the month at the library, but there will be an opening on the 30th at 5 o'clock, sort of a reception and opening. The artist will be there. The photographer will be there too. Talk a little bit about the project, the subject of the photography. Subjects of the photography will be there too. So Javier Tavera is assistant professor of art and art history at Carleton College. And his exhibit highlights the diversity of the Northfield Latino community in formal large-scale portraits. They're gorgeous. We will have those on display throughout the month. They'll be there starting on the 30th or the 15th. So come in and come to the reception on the 30th, and then check out the exhibit anytime after that.
All right. What day of the week is that?
That is also Friday.
Also Friday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Once again, Natalie Draper is with us. We're talking about things that are going on at the Northfield Public Library this month, and some of them just go on all the time. There's always something going on all the time. What else do you have?
So we're really excited about this. I don't have an exact date on it. I just want to kind of get people excited. But in October, around the beginning of the month, we'll be checking out Roku boxes. So Roku, as you mentioned, you have a Roku TV, but this allows you to watch streaming services, mm-hmm. right? And so a lot of folks come into the library and they get DVDs. And that's really their access to being able to watch movies at home. Not mm-hmm. everybody has streaming services at home. Some people have cut all of these cables, and it is good to be able to do that.
Yes.
But you want to, there's also a lot of culture that's happening that's only available on streaming. So we can't really even get DVDs that don't exist for people to check out, right? So it sort of like limits your access to that mm-hmm. information. So we thought, well, how can we help with that? So I've seen libraries do this before, but you have Roku boxes that have, they're loaded up with different streaming services. They're logged in and people just plug them in basically and they can watch at home and for 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever the checkout period is on them.
Does the Roku box have a screen or
does it run into your TV?
At home.
It's got an HDMI cable and just plug it in. So there's some, you know, capabilities there that
we'll
kind of work with folks on. But the service is it, and this is where it ties in a little bit to Hispanic heritage, is we're adding Pantaya to the list of services that we'll have on their streaming options. And Pantaya is a Spanish language film. So it's films from Central and South America, Latin America. So films, television, you name it, it'll be really neat to have access to that too for the community who wants to.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
What else? Anything you'd like to mention?
Sure. We're going back to school, of course. Back to school starting up soon. Check the calendar for this. Our after-school tutoring will be coming back the same days and hours we had last year. So it's weekdays from 4 to 6. We're adding book returns, actually, to mm-hmm. other points in the community, too. We wanted to do this around the time school started up. So we've been working on, there were some supply chain issues, of course, with getting one of them. But one we have set up in the community ed building, the old Greenville School. And one will be coming soon to the NCRC building. So we're 50 North and CACR at Jefferson Parkway. There'll be a big box where people can return their books easily. So we've heard from a lot of people when we were building our strategic plan that it gets a little bit hard sometimes to get back to the library to return your books. So we want to make it a little bit easier for people to do that.
All right. So look for the return box
mm-hmm.
at a 50 North near you.
Yep.
Once again, Natalie Draper is with us. We're talking about things going on at the Northfield Public Library. I noticed you didn't bring a visual aid to the radio.
I did not bring a visual aid today.
You were hoping to get by without me bringing that.
But next month, you better believe it's on.
All right. Maybe a Roku box.
That's right.
Natalie, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure, and have a great month.
Thank you for having me. You too. Thanks, mm-hmm. Jeff.